you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
What's up, y'all? It's Trey Kennedy back here with another episode of Correct Opinions. It is March 25th, I think. I don't know what day of the week it is, man. Who can relate to that? And, the podcast is still here. Thanks for tuning in again. I'm going to talk about a little Gal Gadot put together quite a celebrity rendition of Imagine. We're going to touch on that, as well as some quarantine karaoke and some other random crazy stuff. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Welcome back, folks. This is episode 28, I believe. Like I said, I'm struggling to know what's happening with anything. Because we're all at home, and it's all good. It's fine. Things could be way worse. I binged Tiger King over the weekend. Netflix. Would love y'all to hit me with any suggestions, man. We all need some stuff to binge Tiger King. It's fun because I'm from Oklahoma, and I remember, so if you don't know, this show is about a dude who runs an exotic zoo in middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. I grew up not super far from there, and I remember they would bring some of the baby tigers to like the schools. I remember petting the baby tigers. This crazy guy, and it turns out this guy, I don't want to ruin it, but you know, they set up the show that's just like, he's investigated, did he hire someone to murder this animal rights activist trying to take down his tiger zoo? Whoa. So it was amazing. It was 7 episodes, crushed it, and it was great. I highly recommend it. Very, very bizarre. I don't know how these people raise tigers and lions. I'm scared to kill a cockroach, but, you know, teach their own. Everyone's different. I can't really relate to that very well at all. But yeah, a lot of stuff popping up on Netflix, online, everything. It's been kind of fun to dive into some of this. And most notably, that happened, I want to show you all here shortly. Gal Gadot, if you don't know who that is, she's an actress. She's Wonder Woman, right? She gathered a group of her friends, I guess, to sing Imagine by John Lennon. Imagine. And I guess because the song meant a lot to her growing up, so she thought, hey, I'm going to get all my famous rich friends to sing it to the masses, and we're going to solve this problem. I don't know if that's what she thought, but just listen. So she starts this off singing. Here we go.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Oh. Above us only sky.
Okay, so that was... So that was Gal Gadot. Then Kristen. So I don't know. I can't remember these people's names, but famous people. Imagine There's No Heaven. It's Easy If You Try. Oh, that's. I don't know. I just don't get the thought process. She's like, yeah, the song means a lot to me. The lyrics are, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Imagine, I riffed on this on my Insta story a little bit. You might have seen it. Imagine there's no heaven. Imagine that this horrible experience here on earth is really that the end of all of this. That's about it. Imagine that. It's easy. With a smile on her face. Hope this cheers you guys. Hope this cheers you guys up. I know probably most of you believe in a peaceful afterlife. I'm just here to say, in the midst of this tragedy, imagine that's not true, man. And this guy is an actual singer, clearly.
Imagine all the people
living for today.
So nasally. So whiny.
Imagine there's no countries yet.
That's what's so weird about this video too. You have all these celebrities, some who are clearly singers, but like, why? You just have people go, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Imagine there's no countries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, this is an insane video. Who, when this guy got a text like, hey, could you just sing this little part? Who thinks to, in all seriousness, go, imagine there's no countries, yeah. How, was that fine, gal? Will that work for the video? Do less, my guy.
Hard to do.
Jimmy Fallon, it's not hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die for. Mm. No religion, too.
And no religion, too. I can't remember her name. She's Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She's literally in front of like a beautiful fire. Like, it's funny because all these celebrities, you see their background. It's like they're beautiful several story homes or they're like lavish backyard. And there's like, imagine no religion. I hope this cheers you up. It's easy to do. Imagine. There's no countries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know there's countries because I'm learning new names of countries because they're infected. Oh, what's Malvado? I might have made that up. I don't know, but they're in trouble too. I'm not going to imagine there's no country.
Imagine all the people.
Okay, Rosie O'Donnell needs to tone it down. I don't know who that is. Again. You gotta paint this picture. Gal texts her friends. Wonder Woman texts her friends. Wonder Woman, Galloween, team assemble. We need to sing to the masses. Just sing this little note for me. And this woman puts this in.
Imagine all the people living for today.
It's like, okay, wow. Someone's bored, looking for some tension.
You may say that I'm a dreamer, but
so scary.
I'm not the only one.
It's just people who can, like, some of these people can half sing, that I'm a dreamer. You may say that I'm a dreamer. I don't like listening to this.
I hope someday you will join us.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, thank you, whoever this is. He's in a garden.
Imagine no possession.
Whoa. Okay, big. You hear this beautiful voice here.
World will live as one.
Imagine no possessions.
Imagine no possessions.
I wonder if you can.
Children of the Corn. I wonder if you can. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. And then Will Ferrell.
No need for greed and hunger.
Brotherhood of man.
Are they messing with us? Here is the Hulk singing
Brotherhood of Man.
Brotherhood of Man. No need for greed or hunger, man. Imagine a world there's no need for hunger. It's like, that's what? Imagine no need for hunger while people literally don't have paychecks. Imagine, man. We're chilling. We've made millions.
Brotherhood of Man.
Imagine no possessions. I feel like there's a widening gap between celebrities, these famous people who live these fantasy lives, and real people, because they're trying to be on social media and they're like, let me relate to these people. And they're just so, they've so removed themselves from real life. They're so out of touch with what actual people. I don't understand how you get to that point. Like, who's thought it would be wise to participate in this? Of course, I'm not, you know, I'm sure most of y'all listening are like, we agree with you. Everyone on Twitter, everyone was just bashing this. They're like, what are these people doing? Imagine no positions while, you know, a family has no job and they're like, how do we eat? Imagine no hunger. I wonder if you can. I wonder if you can. Imagine no hunger. I wonder if you can. That's so mean.
Sharing all the world. You. They say that I'm a dreamer.
But dreamer. I'm this is a nightmare, is what it is. One.
I hope someday you'll join us.
So many of these singers, they sound like they're in a vocal lesson, and the teacher's like, okay, try this after me. You will join us. Now you try that, celebrity.
Someday you'll join us.
Good job. Now, shut up.
And the world.
Now,
shut up.
Isn't that prettier?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
How about that? And then Gal brings it back home here.
And the world will
be. Oh, she missed the note. You couldn't do another take, Gal?
And the world will be as one. And the world will be as one.
And then she edits it together and she uploads it on her Instagram with 30 something million followers. And all the comments are just like, what? Imagine no hunger or possessions. I wonder if you can. We don't have to imagine. Most people don't have to imagine Gal and Will Ferrell and Liam Neeson and Ellen. I don't know who was on this. Do less, God bless.
Do less, God bless.
Hold on, let me take a drink of water. I have one of those water bottles that it's like you suck on a straw to get it out. Very emasculating. It's hard to look like a tough guy if I was like, oh, really? Oh, you guys think you know about, you think you know you sing about this Imagine song, you fools? And then I just go, suck out of my adult baby bottle. Psst, I have the correct opinions. Woman gives birth in toilet paper aisle of Walmart. Can't make this stuff up. Amid the empty shelves and stores closures during the coronavirus outbreak, a Missouri Walmart had its own commotion going Wednesday. A baby was born in the toilet paper aisle. When asked the name, she said she would name it Charmin, after the brand they used to soak up. Okay, I'm kidding. I made that part up. Sorry. Charmin Ultra. Okay, get it. We were like, oh my gosh, is this actually going to happen? Said store manager Jessica Hinkle. Hinkle said the woman warned store associates that her last child came in 30 minutes. When the woman's water broke in the toilet paper aisle, she was prepared to go into labor. If there's an aisle to have your water break, I mean, blessing in disguise, am I right? We were like, what do we do now? Another lady comes around the corner and says, I'm a nurse, I can help. Oh, thank goodness. So the store manager grabbed a sheet and tried to block off the aisle. She tried to crowd control, da-da-da-da, and yeah, she wanted to make sure the lady had her privacy. The fire department came. The entire process took 45 minutes.
So she didn't beat her 30-minute record with the first baby, but it's very quick. I actually have no knowledge of the speed of these things. I've heard it's much longer than that. So she's entire process took 45 minutes, and the customers were cheering for the woman the whole time. Ooh. What's just the local riffraff outside of the sectioned off aisle? You got it! Come on, push! Yeah! Come on now, come on, baby! Yeah! Get on at it! What a nightmare. So you put this toilet paper in my ears? Woo! Push, push, push. How are they cheering her on? I don't know. If I was at Walmart, they're like, everyone, you need to get out of this area. A woman is having a baby in that aisle. I just don't... Whose reaction is to be like, no way? Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Come on! Is it crowning yet? Is it crowning yet? Like, hey, just leave. Let it... They took her out on the gurney. There were customers, of course, gathered. She kind of raised her hand. Everyone clapped for her. It was a feel-good moment. Da-da-da-da. She said both the mom and the baby are doing well. And they did get toilet paper. Imagine fighting over toilet paper and a woman's having a baby next to you. It's like, what is going on? You seen these videos of people fighting over toilet paper? Why do you need so many? It's like the things selling out are guns and toilet paper. So I guess if worse comes to worse, you can go hunting with a clean booty. I don't really understand that, but that's why I just have a bidet, man, and no guns, because I'm scared of them. You know, I just, what am I, if someone really wants to come after me and they're like, put your hands up. I was like, man, I don't have it in me to really ever overcome this situation. Someone else sent me a beautiful thing. This is a Facebook page that is formed called Quarantine Karaoke. Because if you can think of... It's... I've said this joke before. It's kind of like if you put a spoiler on a PT Cruiser, it just goes, you know, it's just two bad things joined together. It's like quarantining isn't really fun. And karaoke, we don't want to hear that. So let's combine the two. So I'd like to first... who do we got here? So people just upload videos of them just singing. Maybe we should upload one. That'd be kind of fun. Oh, here we go. This is Katrina. She sounds better than the actual real celebrities.
Yeah, Bobby, baby, get me from this cold world.
Okay, girl.
One day a
oh, she got a little bit of that growl.
One day. Let him slip away. He's looking for a home, and I hope he finds it.
Finds it.
And I trade all my tomorrows for one single yesterday.
She's kind of getting after it, dude.
Bobby's body next to mine.
Ooh, freedom, a little falsetto. Okay. Let's keep going, actually.
Another little loose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me.
That's all I got. Sounds like a Rottweiler. I dig it, dude. Got a little growl in there. Okay, we got some more. What's this guy? Let's see what he's got for us. Jonathan, give it to us, John.
They will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems.
Woo!
Doctor, my eyes. Tell me what you see.
This is when Simon Cowell just...
I hear their cries.
The only thing crying is me. That was absolutely horrible. That's not a good impression of Simon Cowell.
Just say if it's too late for me.
This guy, he looks like such a normal just dad. He's like, Dad, stop hosting a quarantine karaoke. He's from Maine. Keep it going, Johnny! Oh, he's just sitting there? He's just sitting there, staring ahead during the guitar solo. That awkward karaoke song to pick with a minute long...
Doctor,
oh!
My eyes.
Doctor, my eyes.
They cannot see the sky. Is this the prize?
He needs it down a key, doesn't he?
Prize. For having learned how not to cry.
Shout out, Jonathan. I mean, I get it. We're all getting driven to craziness. Let's say what Brandon has to say. God bless the USA is the caption. He actually has a microphone. Come on, Brandon, we need it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I've worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living.
Ooh, this is a downer, man.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom.
Bless the USA. Oh, let's hit the chorus.
And I'm proud to be an American.
The best part about this, he has on the dad New Balances and the kind of pants that you can zip off, you know, where it's like, it's perfect for this time of year when it's cold in the morning. When the sun comes up a little bit, you zip them off. I don't know where you put them, but
I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free.
Thank you. Very inspiring. Still better than the actual famous celebrity singing. So shout out to that Facebook page, Quarantine Karaoke. I might have to pop on there and just
imagine all the people.
Just have to go kill it. Might have to go kill it. I have a horrible sense of smell. Anyone else? I saw it say that this virus, a symptom could be loss of smell. I must have had it all my life then. Anybody else? Is that like a guy thing? I feel like I can't smell. I think it's just a guy thing where at some point you're kind of immune to your own stench, which is bad. I'm saying it's a negative thing and it also smells bad. So that was just a side note. We have a few... it's time for the show for a few of our sponsors. Thank you, sponsors. Let's get to those.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, y'all see this video going around of these kids still partying in Florida? Just hitting the beaches anyway? Just... listen to this.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens. We've been planning this. This trip's been planned for 2 months. I thought about this recently. And I'm very fortunate because I still have, like, I can still do this podcast in my house, thank goodness, and I can make a video. You know, we had to postpone the tour, all this stuff, but I'm still able to, like, do some things to stay busy, pay the bills, etc. And, like, a lot of people have this worry, but I was thinking, you know, it's still weird. It still, like, affected me quite a bit. But I was thinking of 16-year-old me. Well, I was talking with my friends because I'm 27. I'm like, this is the first thing in our lives that's, like, happened that's crazy. That's not true. It's just that now I'm an actual adult. And so I'm like paying attention. You know, the 08 crisis happened. I was 16. I was like, oh, that sounds awful. Can I go back to my video games now? Like if I was 16 right now, you think of this right now, this is the most negative thing as a whole that I've experienced in like my adult life. It's affected me, right? But, you know, I'm very fortunate. It's affecting a lot of people way worse. Thoughts and prayers. But if I was 16 right now, this would be paradise. Isn't that crazy? Just perspective. Like, there's these college kids. Like, what do you want us to do? We planned this trip 6 weeks ago, man. Because in college, nothing matters. Nothing except spring break. Like, this is the only thing I put effort into like doing is planning this. So like, sorry, I'm doing it anyway. And that gets for sure sick right now. We all know that. But man, the video goes on.
Like it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
It's doing too much. Why are you doing too much, sweetie? You need to do less. Why are you doing so much? What am I supposed to do if I'm not on the beach partying? Seriously, grow up. That's like, what? Why are you doing so much, sweetie? She's gonna finally get home sick and with no toilet paper. She'll be crusty booty Carly. You talk about your spring break nickname. You thought it'd be something else. Nah, it's crusty booty Carly. Cause you weren't listening. You were doing so much. That dude out there, frat boy Frank. If I get it, I get it, man. Whatever happens, happens. At home with a crusty booty. That's what happens, man. And y'all hoard up toilet paper? I TP'd someone's house yesterday. They were pissed. I'm kidding. Can you imagine seeing a TP'd house right now? The person would be shot on the spot. I just think when I go to the store, I'm shocked at how there's everything else is there except toilet paper. There's people really worried about their booty. I mean, worst case, like if I don't have food, I die. If I have a crusty booty, I can live. That would suck. But I have like, I could shower or something. Why are people hoarding toilet paper? Does toilet paper have another use that I'm unaware of? Can you like, is it magic? Am I missing something? It maybe it is magic. It prompts labor. It induces labor. Is that what it does? That's what it seemed like it does. That lady had a baby in 45 minutes. I can't even run 2 miles in 45 minutes. She had a baby. Because of the Charmin Ultra. Someone's running on the aisle while she's having a baby. We're going to need some toilet paper. This, you know, this is a messy situation. They're like, sorry. I want to induce. Girls really be out here having kids faster than I can run 2 miles. Seriously, one of my favorite comics, Nate Bargatze, has a joke how he like got up to go get a beer from the fridge. When he got back, a guy had ran the whole length of the field for a touchdown. It's like, that guy ran 100 yards in the time it took me to walk 8. How? Just some people out here just defying the odds. Now that I'm cooped up, Katie, she'll be like, let's go on a run. Like, oh yeah, you know what? That's good. We get a nice, there's some like fresh air halfway down the street. I'm like, let's go back. She's like, what are we going to do there? There's this, you know, these people across the internet who are like jacked. Like, I saw a tweet the other day of some like 80-year-old person who runs 8 miles a day. 80. Okay. I won't be alive then. They're running 8 miles. I can't do that now. I can't do that now. People are like, you just got to be mentally tough. And whenever I watch that, we watch that and I think, you know what? It's time for me to flip a switch. I'm going to do it. And when you're halfway through running, you're like, I don't care. I don't care. Having babies in time takes me to walk 2 miles. It's just funny to do these podcasts. And I'm just, what am I supposed to talk about?
Today
one of my light bulbs went out. So I changed it. That was what I did. That's what all I accomplished. So I see stuff. It's the stuff I see on the internet. You see the push-up challenge now going around? C10 push-ups? I challenge you to do 10 on your Insta story. Why are the guys shirtless when they do it? A guy is sitting in his... This is what he's doing. He's sitting in his living room on his Goodwill couch that has holes in it. And he gets a tag that says, hey, I challenge you to do 10 push-ups. He takes off his shirt and he sets up his camera and does 10 push-ups. And you can tell when these guys, they're not just doing normal push-ups. They're like kind of clapping their hands or, I want to make sure everyone sees how easy 10 are for me. Oh my gosh. It's just like 10 push-ups, 10 reasons for me to block you, dude. Just challenge you to do 10 push-ups. People going around, see a dog. Show a dog. I tag you to show your dog. And then people just, it's a video of their dog that they post every day. The amount of people unfollowed because of they do too much dog. People I know personally that I see on a weekly basis. You unfollow me, man. Oh, how many, if you've ever been hit with this, I don't know what, whoa, that's weird. I don't know what happened. Let me follow you back. They very on purpose unfollowed you. Doesn't happen anymore. Well, I didn't text you back. I didn't. My phone, it must have not sent the text. No. They don't want to talk to you. Too much dog. And that's all we're getting now. People are... Heck. I'm so bored, I might get a dog. I'm not going to get a dog. I like dogs. I just don't... I can barely take care of myself. I can barely run 2 miles. How am I going to walk a dog? They're like, ugh, can you just let him out the door? Just come back when you want. Just walk around. My knee hurts. Too much dog. 10 push-ups. I'm trying to think of a way to make fun of that. Just mock all these people. Or then you see some guys who can barely do 10 push-ups. You're like, ooh. It's a hard line to... Basically, my advice, don't do push-ups on your Insta story. Okay? We don't need to see... The amount of people joining TikTok. Are y'all on TikTok? Weird dancing app. I think it's very strange when these grown people are doing these like 14-year-olds dances on TikTok. but the internet's going to get weird over the next coming weeks. We know it's going to get weird. We know that. So I'm here to keep making podcasts. Got videos coming. Middle School Maddox episode 2 dropped yesterday. Hope you guys are enjoying that. We'll drop those every Tuesday and make more videos as well. Hit me with anything you want me to roast at correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Anything you want me to talk about, new video ideas, whatever. Love talking to y'all. I appreciate the love. And for real, thinking about those who this time is like I said, I'm fortunate. My life is going to be fine, but I know a lot of people who, because of the certain job they have or whatever, this is like hitting you super hard. So hope this podcast can help you get your mind off it or whatever. And, we'll get through it, baby. This is a strange time, but, is what it is. So before we went on tour, I made all these videos to have prepared. And one was joking or making fun of driving. I was like, nobody's driving. Who wants to see this? I guess we'll wait to post that till we're driving again. Who knows what that'll be? Only thing driving is I'm getting driven crazy by the people I'm stuck in quarantine with, but it's fine. I'm proud of at least the community I've in has announced the lockdown. That's good. Let's do it. Do what we got to do. So more podcasts come in. I think an announcement soon. We might offer some bonus content through a thing. I did that a while back and had to stop because I was busy with touring and stuff, but now I am not. So I think we're going to do it again. So stay tuned. More info. And just appreciate y'all. And yeah, send me stuff that you find around the internet that you want me to make fun of, because these podcasts are fun because I can tell you about what I've been doing and this and that, but I'm literally doing nothing. So just keeping it real. So appreciate y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week. And just hit me up on social or on the email. Much love. Do this. God bless. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct
opinion. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.